Wrestling with Martin Bester.
Let's see if we can get Callum Scott on a Zoom call this morning. Callum, are you there? Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm so good, mate. Thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We are super excited about the news, Callum. This is great news. Last time you were here, you were in studio as well. It was back in 2018.
Yeah, far too long.
Far too long. And I remember the conversation was that you'd like to come back because you didn't see all of South Africa at the time. It was like an in and out thing. So I hope you're going to find time this time round to do some exploring.
I think 2018 was my own human tour. And then my last album that I put out, Bridges, we did a Bridges tour in 2022. And I stayed in South Africa after we'd finished. We finished up at the end of the year. And I was just like, I just love South Africa so much. And like you said, I'd had no time to go and visit. So I stayed in Cape Town and we stayed in this amazing villa that was just below Table Mountain. We went and saw the penguins. We went up to all the wine valley and had wine tasting. We ate loads of food. It was amazing.
Is there something you're coming back for? Did you experience something, taste something, see something that you want to see or taste more of when you come back to South Africa?
When people ask me about South Africa, in specific when people ask me about Durban, I let them know that the culinary masterpiece as known as a bunny chow.
Yes.
And yeah. I have on many occasions tried to order a bunny chow or a UK version of a bunny chow, and to my disappointment, it has not been anywhere near the same as the way that the Durbans do them. So I've got to come back. Even if I make the flight just for a bunny chow, I would love to. I'm going to perform for you guys as well. But the bunny chow is outrageous.
I love that. I also kind of feel that we need to make more of an effort to show you around Pretoria, the capital city.
Yeah.
Yes. I've never been to Pretoria, so this is going to be brand new for me.
Well. We're going to have to start working on that itinerary, guys. We're going to have to start showing him around some really cool spots in Pretoria. If you think Cape Town was great.
Yeah.
Wait. A lot of South Africans are like, hmm.
Listen, I am so excited about it. And no matter where I've been in South Africa, I've never been disappointed. It's like, especially as an artist, I'm like thousands of miles away, and yet there are people there that have been supportive from day one who show up. And I was just talking about the last gig I had. One of my most memorable ones in South Africa was after COVID. And it was in a botanical garden. And I guess people were a bit rusty on the procedures of the botanical garden. So like halfway through my set, the sprinklers came out of the grounds and just started flinging water at everybody. Everybody was drenched. Then it started raining. Then there was the offloading or whatever. So there was the power went. But do you know what? It did not dampen anyone's spirits whatsoever. It was so good. That's why I'm so excited to come back. Because it's just like, we had no power and still people had a great time. So, you know, anything can happen.
I know Cape Townians tricks. They were just trying to get you wet so you can take your shirt off.
I mean.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Nice try.
Oh, my mum would have been so disappointed in me.
I saw you posted, if I'm correct, about Benson Boone. Did I see right?
Yeah. So we got randomly sent this video of Benson singing "You Are the Reason." And I was like, obviously this was like before he started doing cartwheels, because he's like this kind of quiet guy making himself really small, reading the lyrics off of his phone. But I just thought it was such a special thing. And it's like, and this happens to me all the time where I'll get sent people singing my songs and I'm just like, it just blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind, because I obviously just toured with Ed Sheeran. Glang, and it was his decision to sing "You Are the Reason" on his set, so I got to sing it to like 80,000 people every week, which is quite bizarre. And then you just clock, you know, all the success Benson's had, and then you just clock him singing "You Are the Reason." I was like, I have to share this, and I thought it would prompt a response, but it didn't.
Because I was just about to ask you. You said to him, "Come on, Benson, how about a collab?"
Yeah,
I thought to myself, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Bro, I could physically hear the tumbleweed rolling through. Like, it was terrible. I was just so embarrassed. But you know what? He's a busy guy. I get it.
It'll happen. Callum Scott on the line with us this morning. Good news for Callum Scott fans. He's coming back to South Africa. More about that in a moment. Here's "Die for You" by Callum. Morning.
You're with your Auburn family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Callum is on the line with us this morning. Callum, thanks again for your time. You've toured the world. You've been all over the world with incredible artists, shared stages, done incredible concerts of your own. Is there anything that stands out for you that you've explored or spotted?
It's really difficult because you go to all these incredible places, but because of your schedule, you're in, you're doing your performances, and then they want you back out to go somewhere else. So it can be really relentless. I think for me, it's become a staple to be like, I need a couple of days when I tour to just get involved. I'd like to be able to come to South Africa, do my show, and then like go to someone else's show whilst I'm there, you know, and like enjoy what South Africa has to offer in terms of talent, and then obviously food and drink and all the sights to behold. So when I toured with Ed, you know, we was doing one show a week just because of the scale of his shows, and that was really special because we got, you know, 5-6 days in like Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, you know, all these incredible places. But sadly, and I don't know why, he didn't bring that to South Africa with me, so I didn't get to spend a whole week in South Africa with him. But then I'm going to be bringing my own shows, so in that case, who needs Ed Sheeran?
You know, who needs Ed? What you said there, I don't often hear that when an artist says they actually want to take in another show, maybe.
Yes.
Or other artists. You're an incredibly generous guy.
Well, I love Will Lindley. I follow Will Lindley. I heard his voice whilst I was in South Africa, and I was just like, I said to my label rep, I'm like, who is this guy? Because he sounds incredible. They're like, oh, he's a guy called Will Lindley. So we can try and get him on the phone. I was like, absolutely. We spoke, and if we can make the stars align, we'll hopefully do something. But he's a little national treasure. I see it on his Instagram. Everybody loves him. So, yeah, I like doing that. I like to, you know, be part of that kind of hype and excitement in somebody else's country and almost champion, because we get to be able to go around all the world and do all these things. But unfortunately, I don't get to see a lot of South African artists coming into the UK and performing in the UK. So, you know, if I can get the opportunity to come and see him in his hometown or wherever, then great. You know what I mean?
Listen, we love Will on the show. He's been on the show a couple of times. He's, he's such a great young lad. And I'm going to WhatsApp him right now. I'm going to clip this and WhatsApp him right now. He's going to absolutely love that and adore that. And once again, incredibly generous and very, very kind of you. I love that. We cannot wait to have you back in January.
It might be the worst thing ever for, you know, it's January, we're straight out of Christmas, we're straight into the new year, everyone's a little bit depressed, and then they invite Callum Scott to sing a ton of ballads. could be terrible.
We love the idea. We really are truly excited. I remember the feedback from the last time I had you in studio. Our listeners and everyone who went to your concerts just absolutely adored you, and you're so generous and kind, and of course the music, your vocability is just next level. So we cannot wait to have you back January. So here's the lowdown, everybody, with Callum on the line. Wednesday 14 Jan, the Avenoir tour comes to Cape Town. Then Durban for your bunny chow and a great show at the Nkosi Albert Luthuli ICC, and that is Friday the 16th of January. And dan my goeie vriend Callum Scott, you're coming to Pretoria. You're bringing that amazing tour of yours on Saturday the 17th of January 2026. Sunbet Arena.
You're so sweet.
We will be there. It's normally hot this time of year, January in South Africa. So hopefully you'll hit a couple of beaches and take in the sunshine.
Bro, I need to be ordering me some like SPF 100 because I walk past a candle and I get sunburned. So help me, when South African sun touches my skin, it's gonna be terrible. But listen, I just also want to say to you guys, thank you so much for the support, because I know you've been such a massive support of mine from the very beginning. I want to say to everybody listening to Jacaranda FM how grateful I am as an artist.
We are super excited to have you back, Callum Scott. Thank you very much for putting us on the tour.
Thank you so much, guys.
There you have it, South Africa. Callum Scott coming back to South Africa. Cape Town, Wednesday, 14 Jan 2026. Durban ICC, Friday, 16 Jan. Sunbet Arena, Pretoria, on Saturday, 17 January 2026. Tickets go on sale from 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. This Wednesday from 10, you can get your tickets from breakoutevents.co.za or web tickets. Kreo kaartjies die Woensdag van 10 uur af.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.